1340WNBS.com presents the Neil Bradley Show, your expanded look at local and regional sports with weekly guests or experts in their field. With today's show, here's Neil Bradley.
All right, welcome to the program today as we're going to talk just about everything that kind of went on over the weekend as we're just, believe it or not, let's see, I'm trying to take a look at the calendar here. This is the 10th. A week from Tuesday will be the 18th. And a month from that date, which means we're about 5 weeks away, it'll be high school football season. Both our local high schools will open. Callaway County on the road that night at Ohio County. We'll have that one on WBZB 104.5. Murray High, they will be at home against Graves County. We'll have that one on 1340 WNBS. So that's going to be here before we know it. The dead period, I believe, is over as of this week. And that means work is underway for these youngsters, not just for football, but for soccer and all sorts of sports as they get underway. But we carry football, and it's going to be, I think, an amazingly fun time, at least around here with the schools that we have. Murray with their great tradition, Callaway County with a really nice turnaround last year. So I can't wait to get that going. But not a lot of news yet, but we're going to start to have more beginning tomorrow. Now, SEC football media days begin today. They have it for 4 days. I think Kentucky goes Wednesday for SEC football media days. Today, Arkansas, LSU, Tennessee. Commissioner Greg Sankey will be speaking today, as well as coaches and players from those schools I just mentioned. Murray State, we'll find out about where they will be picked for, and I think the media, I voted in a media poll, and they'll have the coaches in SID poll, but that will be released on July 24th. That is OVC Football Media Day in Nashville, and we'll be going down there. So football, as you can see, starting to begin to take center stage, although we're right in the midst of baseball season. That's just for the pros, because everybody around here from colleges to high schools, other than just what they're doing for the summer, they're finished. But we're going to be into it. One note from Murray State. This came out Friday after we had already taped shows. Murray State Athletic Department Friday announcing changes in the titles of three staffers. It's nobody new, but Dave Winder, Amy Wyatt, and Brock Rydecki, given titles the department said better reflect their responsibilities. Winder now the Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations. I'll be honest, I thought that was his title anyway, but obviously it wasn't. So anyhow, congratulations to Dave. Also, congratulations to Amy, who is now the Assistant Athletic Director in charge of marketing and fan engagement, and Brock Rydecki, who is Assistant Athletic Director. He's in charge of facilities and game management. So our congratulations to everybody there. Those of you who've been following University of Kentucky players who have been playing for Team USA in the FIBA Under-19 World Cup in Egypt, well, they got the bronze medal, didn't get the gold, but Team USA beating Spain 96-72 yesterday. Team USA fell to the eventual gold medalist Canada in Saturday's semifinals. So for the tournament, Kentucky guard Hamidou Diallo averaged 10.9 points per game. Future Wildcat P.J. Washington put up 12.9 points per game. Kentucky recruiting target, someone they hope to have, who many feel is the top prospect for next year's recruiting class, R.J. Barrett, led Canada to its first ever U-19 gold medal. They defeated Italy 79-60 in Sunday's championship game. He was the tournament MVP, and he led Canada with 18 points and 12 rebounds. We are on to the Home Run Derby tonight, as that's the only thing going on in baseball, the Home Run Derby. Yesterday, the teams wrapped up what's considered the first half of the season, although if you take a look, it's well over the 81 games for everybody. So it's a little past the halfway point, but we consider it the halfway point nevertheless. And for the Cardinals, they ended nicely after losing the opener to the Mets. They took the next two, Lance Lynn, two relievers. Really did a great job combining on a three-hitter. The Cardinals blanked the Mets 6-0 at Busch Stadium. Tommy Pham, I believe, left the game late with an injury, but he had a 3-for-3 day, hit a two-run homer. He ends the first half with 11 home runs. And rookies Paul DeJong and Luke Voit also hit home runs as St. Louis took back-to-back games against the Mets. And that series was phenomenal for DeJong. He went 9-for-12 with 3 home runs and 4 doubles in a 3-game series. And he is the first Cardinals player ever. Player ever. Not rookie. First Cardinals player ever with 7 extra base hits in a 3-game series. The Cardinals enter the All-Star break in 3rd place in the National League Central. If before the season started, you had told me, I'll give you a dead heat with the Chicago Cubs at the All-Star break, I would have taken it. And who would have ever known that the Cubs would be right there with the Cardinals, 5.5 games behind the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, the Brewers, they've been better than expected, no doubt, but if they were in either of the other divisions, I don't believe they'd be leading. So they're good. They're better than expected, but they're still not among the best teams. For Cardinal fans, you really have to feel fortunate that you're even in this division. With if you play, you know, pretty good ball in the second half, you have a shot at the division, really a better shot at the division than you do the wild card at this point. So hopefully they'll regroup, have a better second half of the season. But for right now, we will root for a couple of Cardinals, Carlos Martinez and Yadier Molina, who will represent St. Louis in the All-Star game in Miami, each selected to the National League team. Of course, it's the 2nd All-Star appearance for Martinez and the 8th for Molina. Let's check out the farm action. Breivik Valera homered in the 10th inning to give Memphis a 2-1 win at Nashville. Josh Lucas pitched 2 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. He's now 6-0. The Redbirds are 56-33 at the break. It's the best record they've ever had. A franchise best, 56-33. They're 14.5 games ahead of the Nashville Sounds. The Louisville Bats dropped the Charlotte Knights 5-4 in Louisville. Sebastian Elizalde drove in 2 runs in the win. The Memphis Redbirds, by the way, will be sending 3 players to the AAA All-Star Game. That will be played in Tacoma, Washington on Wednesday. Catcher Carson Kelly and pitchers Ryan Sheriff and Luke Weaver will represent Memphis. The Redbirds are off until Thursday when they open a 4-game series with the Round Rock Express at home. You talk about getting no time off. You know, you're in the All-Star game in Tacoma, Washington Wednesday, and then you have to play Thursday. Wow. Nevertheless, Memphis Grizzlies, they've signed free agent guards Tyreek Evans and Ben McLemore to the fold. Both of them signed contracts Friday. Evans received a reported 1-year, $3.3 million deal, while McLemore got a 2-year contract worth $10.7 million. Evans finished the season with Sacramento after being traded from New Orleans in the DeMarcus Cousins deal. The University of Memphis product has averaged 16.1 points in 8 NBA seasons. McLemore also comes from the Kings, who averaged 8.1 points last season as far as points per game. Speaking of the Grizzlies, they're 2-0 in Vegas Summer League action. Memphis knocked off the Kings 81-75 Sunday night, thanks to 21 points each from Wayne Selden and Jarrell Martin. Wade Baldwin IV added 12 points for the Grizzlies. They'll face the Jazz tomorrow night. By the way, Grizzlies forward Ivan Rabb will miss the first 3 games of the NBA Summer League as he deals with a sprained ankle. Rabb was the 35th overall pick in this year's NBA draft. The team will reevaluate Rabb on Tuesday. By the way, Cameron Payne, I believe it was Saturday, played his first game with the Bulls Summer League team. Man, he got hammered on Twitter. They didn't really have a particularly good game, so hopefully that is not going to be an indication of what we're going to see from Cam, and I don't believe it will be. It's just when all eyes on you, they've released some guys that sort of put the spotlight on Cam. Probably wasn't a good day to have a bad game, but that's life. That's sports, and as a pro, you're going to have to deal with the good and the bad, and hopefully there's a lot more good to come from Cam. We'll keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully he'll do a little bit better here from here on. Titans wide receiver Tajay Sharpe and offensive lineman Sebastian Tritola are filing countersuits against a man who claimed he was beat up by Sharpe back on April 27th. A man named Dante Satterfield filed a civil claim He wants $500,000 in damages. He claims Sharp beat him up and Tritola kept watch. Sharp and Tritola's lawsuit claims Satterfield's suit is a blatant money grab. When we left you last, we were telling you about the Kentucky Speedway action. Coming up Saturday, the Quaker State 400, Martin Truex Jr. took the checkered flag. He held off the field in a final overtime restart to take the flag. It is his 10th career Cup Series victory, third of the season. Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, and Kyle Busch rounded out the top five. Nearly had a no-hitter yesterday. Kyle Freeland took a no-hitter into the ninth for the Colorado Rockies. They ended up beating the White Sox 10-0, but Melky Cabrera singled with one out in the ninth to break up the no-hitter. Nevertheless, Freeland did pick up the win to go to 9-7. All right, so tonight it is the Home Run Derby. Giancarlo Stanton defending the Home Run Derby title this evening in Miami. The top-seeded Stanton facing Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez. Yes, Gary Sanchez in the opening round. Yankees phenom Aaron Judge will meet Miami's Justin Bour in round one. Judge has already broken the Yankees record for home runs by a rookie at 30, and we're at the All-Star break, so he is going to obliterate that. Really a pleasure. I've watched the kid in a few games, able to watch them on the MLB package, and he's something to watch, but so is Giancarlo Stanton whenever he's jacking the home runs as well. I know it takes a lot of grief, but I like it. My grandsons and I, we've made it a tradition to watch, and we have a lot of fun doing it. So to me, if it's an enjoyable night, spending time with the family, don't see anything wrong with that. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Sort of an abbreviated show. And here's what I have on Tuesday. It will be Josh Blanos. We'll talk about some of these NBA signings and their impact. So we'll have that with Josh. And then I'm going to go ahead and tape a show Tuesday with Ed Marlowe. And I'll program that in so it'll come out on Wednesday. We'll get you caught up on anything Murray State-wise, high school sports, and the like. That's coming up with Ed Marlowe on Wednesday's program. I'm going to be out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with some vacation. Only a three-day vacation. Going to go to Ellis Park, watch some horse racing. And, I get to go with the wife to her class reunion. We all love to do that. Those are fun when it's the other side and you don't know anybody. Actually, I will know somebody there. One of her classmates, and I'll try to give you an update, Reggie Kennedy, Murray State football player, one of the leading tacklers. I think he and Danny Amato during their era here, they were fantastic linebackers. So I'll get to see Reggie. He's the only guy I'll know, and I'm sure he'll be trying to get away from me pretty quickly. But, and, you know, he wants to see his classmates. I get that. Nevertheless, that'll do it for us. I have another show for you tomorrow. Hopefully you'll tune in to 1340 WNBS.
You have been listening to The Neil Bradley Show, or you have fast-forwarded to this point and skipped the show entirely. Tune in weekdays for The Neil Bradley Show on 1340WNBS.com or subscribe free by searching for The Neil Bradley Show on the iTunes podcast app. The Neil Bradley Show is a presentation of WNBS Sports in conjunction with Forever Communications.